You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, don't quit speaking. Let's take a look at Jeremiah chapter 19, verses 14 through 15. Then came Jeremiah from Tophet, whither the Lord had sent him to prophesy. And he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all her towns and all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks that they might not hear my words. Let's look at Jeremiah 20 verses 1 and 2. Now Pasher, the son of Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pasher smote Jeremiah, the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. Let's look at chapter 20, verses 7 through 10. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many. Fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting, saying, peradventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. Here we have the prophet Jeremiah speaking what the Lord is having him to speak. And then there's this ruler who is angered by looking at the crowd, and angered at what Jeremiah is saying. And so he hits Jeremiah. Then Jeremiah, this is his third persecution, but his first time being affected as far as physically, being harmed physically. He had been persecuted twice before, but it's his third persecution and his first time experiencing being physically harmed. He received 39 stripes, 39 hits. And Jeremiah is like, because he wasn't given insight or given the heads up from God that this was going to happen, he had a problem with it. So he felt he wasn't going to say anything else. Like, I've done all this. I've labored. I've been doing what it is I'm supposed to be doing. I've been obedient, speaking what you had me to say. And then here I am getting physically harmed. I'm not saying anything else. But even in that thought, and feeling in that moment of not saying anything else moving forward, he couldn't stand by it, because what was in his heart, and it was bubbling over, and it had to come out. So he still had to continue to speak what thus saith the Lord. He still had to speak according to what God was giving him. And seeing what's going on around him, those that he was familiar with, saying all these things. It's like in the moment, being hurt, number one, he didn't expect this to happen to him. Number two, he's looking at it as, you know, I'm doing what God would have me to do. And here I am getting hit. Here I am in this position. And God, you ain't give me heads up this is going to happen. So now he's falsely accusing God of deceiving him. And that's not the case. This was an opportunity for Jeremiah to look within, to see areas where he needed to be strengthened, areas. You know, sometimes you can think you're in a certain place, or sometimes you can think that, you know, you are a certain way. And then until you're placed in that position, then you begin to see the truth about yourself. And this was a moment where Jeremiah just got into his feelings. This is a moment where Jeremiah was led by his emotions. This is a moment where Jeremiah didn't look at it with the right lens. He was looking at it, why didn't I get heads up on this? Like, I ain't see this coming. All I do is what the Lord would have me to do. All I say is what God would have me to say. And here I am getting persecuted for the third time. And here I am physically being harmed. So he had a problem with that. But in a moment like this, this was an opportunity not to say, well, God, you ain't give me heads up. But this was an opportunity to be like, okay, no, I didn't know anything about this. But God is faithful. God is true. And this is where I'm supposed to be trusting God. Lord, I'm supposed to trust you through this. Lord, you knew this was going to happen because we don't know everything. God is the only one that's all knowing. And what he reveals to us is what he reveals to us. But we are not all knowing. And Jeremiah, he's the example here, but he's not the only one that has found himself in this situation where doing the work of the Lord, and because this persecution, this hard place was a place where he was tested. This hard place was a place he didn't expect. It had him in his feelings like, I'm doing all this labor and I'm doing all this work. Is it in vain? Like, what is this? And then what's going on around him? He's being mocked. Those that are plotting, and the whole aim of this, persecuting him and physically harming him, physically causing him pain, was to get him to stop speaking. The rulers didn't like what he was saying. The stuff he was saying was the truth because they're the ones with the hard neck. They're the ones that's rebelling. He's only the deliverer giving the mail, what God is telling him to say to the people. So if they should be angry with anyone, they should be angry with themselves. They brought this on themselves. But when it comes to don't quit speaking, continue whatever it is that God has given us to say, we are to continue in that. But this is an example of how one can allow their emotions to get in the way in a moment's time. And instead of looking at it as an opportunity to trust God and cry out to God, but to get in our own way and get in our own feelings like, okay, wait a minute, what is all this? Is this in vain? Because God didn't give the heads up. There are things that God will reveal so we can pray or so we can change and go in another direction to give us insight. And then there are times where we have to stand in it and say, okay, God, I trust you. Lord, get me through this. I trust you. Not take on the attitude of all of this is in vain because it's not. It may be a hard place. It may be a challenging place. But these are the times, like when Jeremiah was experiencing this, this was a hard situation. Physically, he felt the pain. Physically. And it put him in a position where he didn't want to say anything anymore. That's exactly what the enemy wanted him to do. That is the posture and the attitude the enemy wanted him to take. But then, he couldn't even stay in that space. He had to speak because holding it in, it was messing with him, holding it in. He couldn't, he had to get it out because he wasn't designed to keep that in. He wasn't designed to keep God's word in. He wasn't designed to not speak what God has given him to speak. He wasn't designed for that. So he was in a moment allowing his feelings to put him in a position to operate outside of his original design. And here's my moment of transparency. I know what it's like to be in a space and time where, no, there is no heads up. There's something that's presented itself in a moment and being faced with it. And I had to grow into the place of, all right, Lord, you knew this would be this way. Though I didn't understand any of it going on around me. Though to see the things that were happening and being disheartened and just being in a place of why are these things being said and why are these things being done? Hurtful, but necessary. And I say it was necessary because it strengthened me. It allowed me to see people for who they are and not for what I wanted them to be. It allowed me to really press in into a place of prayer. It allowed me to really lean on God and trust him in an area that I knew nothing about. Though Jeremiah's situation was physical and mine was emotional, it was still a form of pain. And not having that heads up, not having that insight in that moment can be troubling if you don't trust God through it. If you don't seek God in it. If you start looking inward at self, at something you don't even have the ability to wrap your mind around that requires God Himself to intervene, that requires God Himself to handle it, you will find yourself in a position of what is this? And I've been frustrated. I've been discouraged. There's been times where things felt so heavy. Things felt like, what in the world? All I'm trying to do, God, is what you would have me to do. But I had to come to this place by going through the process of trusting God in what I didn't get a heads up on. I had to come and grow to the place of really leaning on the Lord and just accepting, okay, Lord, this is what this is going on here. I'm just doing what it is you have me to do and saying what it is you have me to say. You knew this day would come. You knew this is what's going to happen. So I'm just going to trust you, God, to get me through it, because I don't know what else to do. So I want to encourage you. If you have found yourself in a place where you are tempted to quit speaking, you're tempted to quit saying what it is that God would have you to say, you're tempted to shut down, you're tempted to clam up, I want to encourage you, don't give the enemy any room. Operate according to how God has designed you. Don't let the enemy put you in a position where you're no longer speaking what God has given you to speak. You're no longer operating according to how God has designed you to operate and flow. It's a trick of the enemy. Just like Jeremiah. Those rulers, they wanted Jeremiah to be quiet. They wanted Jeremiah to shut down. So any way the enemy can break you, because the end goal is to keep you quiet, then that's what the enemy is going to try to do. Jeremiah experienced that in a moment. He felt that way in that time, but it was so pressed upon him, bubbling inside of him. It had to come out. Don't quit speaking. Whatever God has given you to share, whatever God has given you to say, allow the Lord to continue to move through you. Allow whatever it is God has given you to do to continue to flow. Don't give the enemy any room. And when you find yourself in that same space as Jeremiah did in that moment, because he felt the Lord didn't give him heads up that this was included in his assignment, that this was included in his process, that this was included as part of him going out here and doing what God would have him to do. Don't charge God foolishly. Don't charge God and accuse God of being deceiving. No, God is not a deceiving God. He's a loving God. But we're not all knowing. He is. And it is our responsibility to keep seeking him, to keep going to him and trusting him through the process in the darkest times, in the darkest hours when we can't find our way. We lean on him. We trust him. And his word is a lamp unto our feet. So I encourage you, if and when you find yourself in those situations where you're allowing your feelings, your emotions to get in the way, and to cause you to think you weren't given heads up, cause you to think all that you're doing for the kingdom of God is in vain, stop right there in that moment. What you're doing is not in vain. Continue to speak what God has given you to speak. Don't quit speaking. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. God, I ask you, Lord, that those that are in a place of being discouraged, they found themselves, God, in a challenging time, a challenging moment, a time they didn't see coming. And Lord, whether they are in pain physically or whether they're in pain emotionally, Lord, I ask you right now, God, to give them the strength to keep going forward. Give them the strength to keep pressing on and to not forget your word. Not forget that you are their shield and their buckler. Not forget that, Father, you have equipped them for the assignment. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I cast out all matters of fear, doubt, frustration, anger, rage in the name of Jesus. And I speak the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against us, there is no law. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.